Hi, my name is Alison Sampson. I pastor a little church called Sanctuary, and we're in Warrnambool in the southwest coast of Victoria in Australia. I'm a huge fan of the Bible. I spent my life wrestling with its stories, seeking the word of life, and finding ways to share this with others. So join me as I wonder what it might be saying to us this week. This week is Easter 3 in the year A. And we're looking at the story on the road to Emmaus. And you can find that story in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. They recognize him when he takes bread, gives thanks, breaks it, and gives it away. He has always done this. When he was born, he was laid in a feeding trough. And when he grew up, he catalyzed picnics and ate at sinners' tables and barbecued fish on the beach with his friends. He took bread and wine and made them special, and those who ate with him knew an abundance and a welcome they had never known before. "I am the bread of life," he said. "I am the bread of life." And he took that bread and gave it away. He gave his life to feed other people. That is how he is known. We all live under the myth of scarcity. At the merest hint of threat, we grab all the bread and all the rice and all the toilet paper, and we hide them away for ourselves. Mr. Rockefeller was once the richest man in the United States, and he was asked, "Mr. Rockefeller, how much is enough? How much is enough?" "Well," he said, "just a little bit more. Just a little bit more." Like Mr. Rockefeller, we might feel like we never have quite enough. Whether it's energy, affection, clothes, bedrooms, or toilet paper, we'll be happy, generous, and able to serve once we have just a little bit more. And when shutdown's over and things are back to normal, we'll definitely have time to pray. Here's the thing. That's a lie. Our faith tells us we have everything we need. Time, money, possessions, affection. We already have everything we need, and it is all gift. Those who understand this and give thanks for their life can give their life away. And then they find that life is returned to them in infinite abundance. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and shared it. And then he ate too. He was fed by the bread, fed by his life. He was fed by his self-giving love. Given away, love only grows. There is no scarcity in God's economy. Maybe this is what the stranger said to disciples on the road. Maybe this is what set their hearts on fire. Maybe it wakened a hunger in them, a hunger for love. A hunger for truth, a hunger for a way of life beyond fear and scarcity. Maybe it inspired them to go back to the city and to feed others too. Right now, everything around us is screaming at us to bunker down, take shelter, and look after number one. This is not the time, we are told, to be talking about politics or advocating for the poor or doing anything beyond self-care. And shutdown is hard. We're juggling work and kids and study and gender roles and loneliness like we've never juggled before. But if Jesus is the way, if his life is truth, then bunkering down will leave us with nothing more than a garage full of toilet paper and a cold and empty shutdown heart. So hear the good news. We don't need to wait until after shutdown to be praying, loving, forgiving, or generous. We don't need to wait until any given Sunday to study the scriptures and have our hearts set on fire. And we don't need to wait until we meet in the flesh to experience the Eucharist. Jesus is present when we gather around the table and share bread and wine. This is true. But this table is embodied whenever we to take hold of our lives, give thanks for what we have been given, and then give our lives away. For whenever we invite Christ in to grow in us and flow through us and feed other people, then Jesus is alive. His Spirit is with us, and we too are generously fed. When we give our lives away, we too are generously fed. Thanks be to God. So go now, letting God's life grow in you and flow through you and pour out into others. And may God's love be your sustenance. May the risen Christ meet you on the way. And may the Holy Spirit open your eyes to his presence and set your heart on fire. In the name of the risen Christ, I pray. Amen. That's all for today. If you value what you heard, there's always more to read on our website. That's sanctuarybaptist.wordpress.com. Sanctuary is funded entirely by members and supporters. If you'd like to support the work of this little church, you can make a donation via PayPal, and you can find the details for this on the website. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you another time.